Here in California, the battle over same-sex marriage continues, and now it heads to court again. The California Supreme Court agreed yesterday to hear legal challenges to Prop 8. It's the new constitutional amendment banning gay marriage. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates has been covering this story. She joins us now. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Alex.
So what's the basis for this legal challenge?
Well, basically, the challenges say that the whole notion of Prop 8 was unconstitutional. They say basically this is not an amendment, but a revision to the Constitution, and revisions are taken much more seriously. They have to be decided by two-thirds of the legislature. So that voters, challengers are saying, should not have been decided on this in the first place. The other thing that they're saying is that homosexuals are a protected minority class under the state constitution, and so to take rights away from a protected minority class is unprecedented.
On Election Day, 52% of voters in California supported Proposition 8. What chance is there that it could be overturned?
I've talked to a lot of legal scholars about this, and most of them are highly doubtful that this will happen because they say it sets a terrible precedent. It undermines people's confidence in the voting process, and it discourages participatory democracy.
So what about the legal limbo that the gay couples who got married before Election Day, what happens to them?
Yeah, that's a good question, Alex. Nobody really knows. And this is one of the things the court's set to decide. And part of the reason I hear that they have agreed to hear this case is because they don't want this limbo to go on forever. There are 18,000 couples who were married between June, when same-sex unions became legalized, to November 4th, up to the last minute almost, when the voters decided. So something has to be decided as to what their legal status is. Prop 8 proponents say those marriages have been invalidated because the Constitution now says marriage is restricted to one man and one woman. Prop 8 challengers say you can't go do this retroactively, that you just don't strip people of their rights retroactively.
Any sense of when we might get a decision from the California Supreme Court?
For courts, these guys are moving at warp speed. They've agreed to start hearing arguments early in the year. It's really possible that we could know something as soon as March. And, you know, people are saying March is like 3, 4, 5 months away. This stuff normally takes years, so they really want this resolved.
What's at stake for the Supreme Court justices? Obviously, this is a pretty big decision.
Their jobs, for one thing, and there has been precedent for this. There has already been grumbling about Chief Justice Ronald George because some people feel that he's been the linchpin to legalizing gay marriage. He felt very strongly that equal rights under the law extended to everyone, and that the earlier initiative that took this, the banned gay marriage, Prop 22, was unconstitutional. So the court ruled on it in May. Gay marriages became legal in June, and that was that. It's happened before. Chief Justice Rose Byrd, who was the only female Chief Justice in California state Supreme Court history, was recalled by voters by a huge majority in 1986 because she categorically stated she was against the death penalty. She didn't think it was efficient. She thought it was morally suspect, and she would not enforce it. And they said, okay, then you're out. So it's possible that these judges will lose their jobs. Ron George has been known over the years as a champion of court reform, which has made the courts run much more smoothly, which is no small thing. That was supposed to be his legacy. Now this probably is.
NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates has been covering California's newly passed ban on same-sex marriage. Thanks, Karen.
You're welcome, Alex.